And I am joined now by Ryan Beeson with me. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Good.
How are things going today? You ready for the weekend?
Yeah, everyone's ready for a three-day weekend.
You have big plans?
I've got a graduation out of town for a relative, so.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very good. You are representing the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association here today, correct, Ryan?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Very good. Sharon Bradley with me as well.
Hi there.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Councilwoman Bradley, but representing the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association as well. You're a board member, correct, Sharon?
Yes, I'm a board member.
All right. So let's talk big plans this weekend, Sharon.
Yes. Well, actually, I am working on a sale, estate sale in Hastings this weekend, but I am also going to a baby shower and doing some other things fun.
You're busy. The weather looks fantastic. I'm pretty excited for the Memorial Day celebration here in Red Oak, which is, I think,
it'll be great.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, okay. The Broadway community cleanup. This is something I've seen a little bit about, and it's kind of out there and floating around. I think, was this your idea, Ryan, or how did this come about?
Yeah, I guess as a chamber board, we're always looking at doing some sort of, how can we improve Red Oak and make an impact, and I guess it's always been a peeve of mine of, I'm really particular on how landscaping looks and things like that, and just noticed some of the things along Broadway have gotten a little bit of out of hands at some points, and so I decided, you know what, maybe we can really impact Red Oak by having a Broadway cleanup. Broadway's a main corridor, welcomes people into town, and let's just maybe to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah. Definitely a main corridor through town for sure.
Right.
So, Sharon, when this was brought, the board pretty much jumped on board right away.
Yeah, I did a headed up a cleanup about 3 or 4 years ago downtown Red Oak before Junction Days. So I was willing and able to help Ryan co-chair this. And I think that with the enhancement of our Highway 34 being a four-lane now, that it really enhances the coming into Red Oak. And I think that Clean Up Broadway is a great project for us to everybody see how Red Oak stands out.
Yeah, absolutely. So when the project, I'm going back quite a while here, 20 years, the Broadway beautification, when was that? Has that been 20 years?
Boy, yeah, before, I mean, it might have been when I was in college.
It's
been a long time.
And I remember all the effort that went into that beautification project. It might be more than 20 years now. Someone can text me and let me know. You know how time slips by. It looks so nice, but, you know, over time, things slip and things get by. And so what are you asking people to do? What do you need from the public?
Basically, we're just asking for volunteers to show up on Friday, the 29th of May, 9 a.m. We're going to meet at the Legion Shelter House, Legion Park. Show up with any sort of hand tools that you may have, whether it's a lopper, rakes, weed eaters, just your bare hands. We're going to go around. We're going to divide up sections of Broadway into a small section, so it's not going to be an all-day process, and go through and just cut off any dead limbs, suckers, saplings, things like that. Clean up some, if there's branches laying there, things like that.
Okay.
And we'll provide the bags and go later and pick up the bags and provide the trucks to haul them to the dump or wherever.
So, even weed eaters, you know, whatever you may want to bring.
Okay. Show up, and if you don't have it, just show up with a good attitude and ready to work a little bit.
That's
exactly
right.
So,
and we'll pick up any general trash that's in the area that may have just, you know, that's usually not a problem, but you never know.
So you're going to show up the morning of Friday, May 29th at 9 a.m., or probably show up a little before if you can. And then you're going to take everyone, we're going to divvy everybody out, this group, this group, this group, assign a section of Broadway, and off you go.
Correct. Yeah, we've already, Sharon and I drove around a couple weeks ago and kind of assessed everything again and kind of had our designated areas that we kind of like to break up depending on where, and it could change by who shows up, but yeah.
It'll be divided.
A couple hours is all it's going to probably take.
About 3 or 4 block areas, and so a couple hours is easy for someone to show up and volunteer and and just get out there and, you know, beautify Broadway.
It'll probably be fun.
Oh, yeah. And
get a group. I mean, it's fun.
Yep.
A little work.
And we have Tammy at the chamber ordered green vests for everybody to wear. So we won't be right out there. So people will notice us.
Okay, very cool. So when you brought this to the chamber board, they were like, right on, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, I think everyone on the chamber board wants to make Red Oak a better place, and yeah. It was just kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah. You know, the thing, too, you'll get, after they, you gather all this up, you'll just place it by the road or place it out?
Yeah, just basically somewhere we'll instruct them to put it in one spot, and then we'll come by later.
Okay. Pick up all the debris.
Yeah, I got my son working now at the office 2 days a week, so he's been voluntold that he's coming too. And so him and I will go out and pick it all up.
There you go. So really all you have to do is just get it picked up. Like you say, trash is, if there's any trash there as well.
Yep.
Just a random question, and you may or may not know the answer. I don't know. But who these areas, is it owned by the city? Is it owned by the state? Is it owned by the property owner? It's kind of this loose kind of...
Well,
gray
area, if you go on the assessor website, some of them are owned by the state of Iowa, some by the city of Red Oak, the majority of them, and some are owned by the actual property owner. So it's all kind of willy-nilly through there.
Which kind of creates the problem, I'm guessing, a little bit, or attributes to that
exactly.
issue.
And some people do a great job of keeping theirs up. And so I'm not trying to pick on anyone. We just, you know, we all get used to how something looks over time. It's just the way it is. And it sometimes takes someone else to point it out. That, and we're all that. We can all be guilty of that.
That's just how we are as humans, I think.
It is.
Absolutely. So, great effort, and all you really need to show up. If you have lawn tools, gloves, that sort of stuff that you want to do, you're going to be potentially cutting some. You're not doing, like, heavy pruning and that sort of
we're
stuff.
We're not cutting any trees down like that or running. Yeah. You know, yeah. Nothing.
A pair of loppers and that sort of thing would be adequate. So, Karen, Sharon, you're going to say something. What was it?
Well, I think that mainly Ryan's done a great job of taking pictures and seeing what needs to be done.
Uh-huh.
So we're aware of the things that, and maybe since the pictures have been taken, that some property owners have already done that. But we want to make sure that we go through and clean it up and have it nice for Junction Days. And so I think it's a good project.
All right. Anything else, Sharon, we need to be aware of?
I don't think so. I just everybody show up and we'll welcome all the volunteers that we can get.
You can't have too many.
Never.
I mean, the more that show up, the faster it goes, right?
And so exactly.
You bet. Ryan, anything else from your perspective?
No, not really. And this could be actually doesn't have to be just limited to Broadway. I mean, if anyone sees, help your neighbor out. If you've got an elderly neighbor that she's got a broken limb, or especially from the storm damage.
Just after this past weekend,
you know, be a neighbor and go help, and that's what small communities are known for.
You know what? And I would say just from last weekend, there was a lot of that took place last weekend.
I think too, continuing what a property owners, how respectful they are of their neighborhood and cleaning up their own property and asking their neighbors if they need help doing something too for their property. Because Red Oak, with the citywide cleanup, I think that's really helped, and we'll have another one this fall. But we're just trying to get the information out there for people to take care of their properties.
This would be a great opportunity, I would think, for civic organizations, for clubs, a group of people that get together and have coffee. I don't know who it would be, but for, you know, if you're looking for some way to spend a few hours, contribute, you're probably going to feel better when it's all over, said and done, because you're out moving around. And there you go. I like it. You and Ryan and AJ will deal with the mess afterwards and take care of that.
You betcha.
Or is that AJ that's going to do it?
Tyler.
Oh,
well,
Tyler's doing it.
Well, school's out, you know.
Well, I'm thinking AJ. He has a little time.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So Tyler's working with you.
Yeah, he's two days a week down at the office. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
And then the other three is at Orm Outdoor.
Okay. Tell me what AJ's doing.
He has got his own little lawns he takes care of, and he's also playing summer basketball.
All right. Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him. Are you looking forward to that next year?
Oh, our household, and we're always looking forward to basketball.
Yeah. I am too, honestly. It looks pretty good. So, okay, I'll quit rambling. Sharon, anything else?
No, I think that's all, and
Ryan?
Thank you.
Just a reminder, we're less than 30 days to Junction Days, so it's summer is here.
It is. Good timing for this, too.
Well, we didn't want to get too hot out, so we may, as a small group, come back, and if there's anything that needs to be done before junction days.
A little touch up here.
We don't want to have it. We wanted to get it before it was really hot out.
Yeah, very good. All right, what's the rest of your day hold?
Go back to work and...
Tell me about farming for a minute. I want to talk farming for just a second.
Sure.
Because I know that I love to get out and drive around and see the corn come up and the beans come up, and I was seeing that happen, and then we had a hailstorm and wind and limbs down. Was the corn at a point that it didn't damage the corn too bad?
Most of the corn, the growing point would have been below the soil.
So we're good, right?
So we should be good on that. The soybeans, depending on, there's that tender stage after your emergence. And if the hail was bad enough, it simply just wiped them off the face of the earth. And we are having some producers having to replant some soybeans. We need to dry up a little bit, but the moisture was gladly welcomed. Unfortunately, something else came with it.
Yeah.
But,
absolutely. All right. Very good. I'll let you go. Got to go back to work. Nice to see you both.
All right, thank
Make
you.
It a great day. Sharon Bradley with me this morning and Ryan Beeson. Again, that is Friday, May 29th from 9 a.m. until noon, and you'll meet at Legion Park. That's the park down between at the building there. That's the park down between the fire station and the Y is where that's at. So make it a great day. Nice to see you both. Current time is 10:50.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust